The crisis deepens for embattled Chinese property developer Evergrande. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. Trading was suspended today on shares of Evergrande in Hong Kong. The stock exchange didn't give an exact reason, only that it was pending an announcement. And it comes as investors continue to await more details on the company's restructuring, as the BBC's Mariko Oi explains.
For many months now, it's been nearly impossible to know exactly what's happening with Evergrande. But if you speak to experts, this is exactly how Beijing wants to handle this debt crisis. Some people were wondering whether this could become China's Lehman's moment, with a lot of announcements, a lot of headlines affecting the rest of the economy and possibly even beyond. But we now know that Beijing seems to want to handle this rather quietly behind closed doors. So it's been reported that the company has now entered a debt restructuring process with supervision from Beijing. Of course, last week we did hear from the company dialing back plans to repay investors in its wealth management products. But aside from that, it has been rather opaque.
And adding to the troubles for Evergrande and the mounting uncertainty for the company, over the weekend, there were reports that it's been told it has to demolish 39 residential buildings within 10 days.
Indeed, that's the latest report. The company has basically been trying to raise as much money as possible in order to repay some of its debt. It's been reported some $300 billion worth of debt. Of course, that could have actually come down rather significantly with all the restructuring that has been taking place. But it has been made very clear by the company and authorities that their priority is to make sure that ordinary citizens who may have bought property units from Evergrande, you know, they are their top priority.
The BBC's Mariko Oi for us. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Victoria.
Checking the numbers now. London's stock market is still closed for the New Year holiday today, but much of Europe is open once again and starting 2022 on a positive note. The Pan-European Stock 600 Index is up 0.5% to a new record high. Benchmarks in Paris and Milan are up just over 1%, while the DAX in Frankfurt is up 0.8%. Meanwhile, in Turkey, fresh data this morning showed inflation surged by the most in two decades. Consumer prices jumped 36% in December from a year ago, with the biggest increases in categories that are essential to everyday life. Transportation prices surged by more than half, while costs of food and non-alcoholic beverages and household equipment weren't far behind. The nation's statistics agency said prices on 364 of 415 items in its so-called inflation shopping basket rose in December from a year ago. It's the latest sign of the country's economic turmoil, which is making it difficult for individuals, families, and businesses to make ends meet. Adding to the pressure, last year, the lira shed nearly half its value. İzzet Taştanala is a sales consultant at a camera equipment shop in Istanbul. He told us what that's meant for his ability to keep the shop open.
It takes almost a day to change the prices of products. We are trying to alleviate this workload by division of labor. Once it took us 2 days to make the price change. It's really hard. We even have a joke about it. We joke among ourselves. We are looking for a new staff to change the prices.
Well, today's inflation data has pushed the lira down another 5% against the U.S. dollar. In recent weeks, the government has tried to shore up the lira's value, but so far the effects have not stuck. President Erdogan has also promised to protect savings accounts from currency volatility. To Lebanon now, a country that ended 2021 in a state of paralysis and economic turmoil. Its cabinet has not met for almost 3 months. The currency continues to collapse, and an investigation into 2020's port explosion in Beirut has stalled amid deep political divisions. Elections are due this year, but arguments over their date have led to fears they won't happen at all, as the BBC's Anna Foster reports.
For Lebanon, the last year has been a fight for survival, for electricity as the national grid went dark, for a dwindling supply of medicines. Even finding the most basic goods like food and fuel became a battle. The hours-long queues at petrol stations across the country over the summer meant that anger and humiliation boiled over.
We are living in a jail and we don't know how to get out of it. I have a 6-year-old daughter. And I don't know what I'm going to do for her. I really don't know what I can do. I'm scared of dying.
The Lebanese people are not well. We need to understand this. We don't feel well.
Aline Germani is a political activist, and she was one of the key figures behind 2019's popular protests that called for change in Lebanon.
I definitely blame the establishment. They have had no economic and financial strategy for this country for decades. For decades.
In October, seven people died in violent clashes that took a generation back to the civil war.
I'm back here in Tayuna, and in the few weeks that have followed, a lot of the damage has been cleared up. The piles of shattered glass have been swept away. The businesses are open again. But when you look up at these tall buildings, you can still see that they're pockmarked with bullet holes. The scars of the fighting that day remain. And it was sparked by rows about the investigation into the devastating Beirut port explosion back in 2020. Influential political figures have fought hard against giving evidence, and that means it's been suspended over and over again. For survivors and bereaved families, there is still no closure. Hiam's son, Ahmed, was one of more than 200 people who died.
We lost the most precious thing we had. Because of the corrupt state. Because of their criminality. Because of their irresponsibility. May they lose their path, and may God have vengeance upon them.
The bitter divisions over the investigation meant Shia members of Lebanon's cabinet refused to meet, and the politicians need to make things work. The economy is in freefall. The currency has lost more than 90% of its value. Prices rise almost daily, and thousands of families are living in desperate poverty, with their wages worth virtually nothing. 2022 should bring elections in Lebanon and the prospect for change and a revitalized government. But political parties are arguing over the date, and some people fear it might not happen at all.
What we feel and what we sense is that the political class is a big opponent to these elections because this might change the ruling parties and this might bring in new blood to the parliament, which might jeopardize the power of these political parties.
Walid Bouslimen is an economist in Beirut.
They will do everything not to make this happen because they don't want to take any losses. They don't want to be held accountable. And they are way far from any transparency.
The international community has made it clear for a long time now that it won't help Lebanon until the country helps itself. But based on the last year, the prospects for the next one look bleak.
That's the BBC's Anna Foster reporting from Beirut there. And in London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.